Hi, Kevin.
All right, hold on.
Recording.
Yeah, hold on.
Yep. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hello?
Yes.
So, Patricia was just telling me the disgusting story about how John Raymond and tried to engineer with the financial planner person for the family, de-sipping the lawyer that Patricia had already found so she could go retain John's former partner. So he was trying to control the whole thing. Meanwhile, you got to keep in mind, John was representing and is representing Joanna Somm, who's the accuser.
Right.
Let her tell the story. She'll tell you.
Well, I had already gone with a criminal lawyer who also did civil work, so the civil part was already over when I got this phone call from the financial planner, I should say the girl in his office, and this was Thursday, February 9th, and it was around 4:30, and he said, when she called, she said to me, "Patty, Doug wants to see you in his office tomorrow morning between 10:30 and 11, and I said, "Oh, okay." Because I thought, okay, they come up with the money, I can go ahead and pay this man. Well, I get there.
Wait. Can you guys hold one second? I just want to get I want to get my wife because she's half my brain. Hold on. Candace, Kevin has Patricia on. Get Inger on the fucking phone now. Arthur, pay attention. Okay, I'm sorry. My wife's here now.
That's okay.
Okay, so start over again.
Well, on Wednesday, February 8th, I'd already gone down and signed with the criminal lawyer I'd already, who's also did the civil part as well.
And he's out of like Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Yeah. And that and about, and everything went well. The civil part was taken care of in a matter of 3.5 hours. That was the restraining order from my sister and her girlfriend. Okay, fine. We got over with, resolved, done. And it was about 4:30 in the afternoon on Thursday, February 9th. And I get this phone call from the person in his office.
Tell her to pick a fucking meeting.
Doug wants to see you tomorrow in his office between 10:30 and 11. Bring your mom, too. I said, oh, okay.
These are the people that control all the purse strings, but go ahead.
And I said, okay. So the next day we got there between 10:30 and 11.
I did. Sorry.
And immediately I sit down and he's writing out a name on a piece of paper going, I've talked to this man for over an hour and he used to be in with John Raymond and we want you to go meet with this man. I said, but I already signed with somebody on Wednesday. He already handled my civil case yesterday. He's the man I'm going with. He's going to do my criminal case, too. Or am I not here to get the money to pay that man and his firm?
No, we really want
you to go meet with this man, Jeff Brown, in East Boca, because he was a Boca criminal lawyer. And they said, please just go talk to him. And I said, okay. I just thought it was very strange. And first we went home before I even called the man because I was angry. I was really mad, and I don't care for the financial planner. So I went ahead, got home. That was, around 11, 11:30, all the way over there for a few minutes, and I said, fine. We get home. It's noon. I needed to decompress because I was really, really mad. And I said, okay. So I took a deep breath, and I did call the man. Oh, I've been waiting for your call. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, sure you have, because you were probably put up to it. And he goes, can you be here by 2? I have to leave the office by 3 for an out-of-office will signing. I said, sure. And Mom and I left, and we were still 20 minutes early. We went in, and while I'm sitting in front of the man, he goes, can I see the man's name and number? And I said, sure. He wrote it all down, and in front of me immediately starts calling the man I'd already signed with, going, I need to speak to you about Patricia Somm. She's not going with you anymore. She's going with me. And I'm looking at the man, and I'm looking at my mom. She was just as blown away as I was. And, well, I need you to leave me all the paperwork. It's going to be $10,000 to retain me. And I'm thinking, I've already kind of retained somebody. I just need the money. And I just was so upset. And then come to find out he's calling that man's firm that just called him. Then he tries calling me, and of course I can't answer the phone because I'm talking to him. And then come to find out he's called my best friend, who was the one that had done all the so-called legwork with texts and phone calls until I could call this man. And I got out of there, and I immediately was, when I was free of this new man, I called the man I'd already signed with, who had just represented me the day before, and I said, I don't know what just happened, David, but I was just...
Get around listening to this.
In roundabout sort of way that even though he was a former, you know, partner with this man, and he, the financial planner...
I don't need her talking to you.
On the phone with him, and that seemed great. They wanted me to drop him and go with this new man, hence the phone call. And I said, I feel ganged up on, I feel bullied, and... The man that I did go with said, Patty, take the weekend, calm down, because this is what, your temper is what got you in trouble to begin with. And I said, I know. And I did. I waited till Monday. And already by the time I went to bed that night on the 10th, I said, I'm sorry, I'm staying with him. I waited all weekend. And I called everybody and said, I decided to go with the man I'd already signed with on Wednesday, since he'd already represented me on Thursday without getting paid. And with the potential of the criminal part coming up, I was staying with him. And now I know why. It all starts to make sense to me now. They were controlling me. They wanted me, if I went with him, they'd open up the purse strings. And they didn't want me to go with this guy. I think they really do want me to have a felony on my record.
Yeah, they're trying to control. John Raymond was behind the whole thing. And it's John Raymond's partner. I mean, if that is, dude, that really should get, that's another big strike. John Raymond was representing and still is representing the accuser, trying to control the defense lawyer for the person who's accusing. It's just crazy. To me, it's crazy. But that POCA, that's the inside deal. That's what happens on the inside deal.
Did Kevin, did you say something about her mom?
Gone with, David said the same thing. He said to me, I have never dealt with people who are responsible for getting my firm or myself paid before. It's usually more cut and dry than this, and I don't like the way they've treated you, the things they're saying about me or my firm. And normally people, whoever does handle money usually cuts the check, no questions asked, the person gets represented, and that's, he said, I've never seen it take this long to get money. And they didn't call him back. They didn't text him back. They kept him hanging half the time. Come to find out, you know, all I can think is, this is the weirdest thing I've ever been through.
To Kevin, yeah. Did you say something, Kevin?
She also said that as far, you know, she doesn't know exactly.
Kevin, did you say something that her mom wanted to revoke the power of attorney?
That's what I was just about to tell you. She was saying that her mother doesn't trust the sister now, and I was saying, you know, that power of attorney can be revoked. So Patricia, you say what's going on. I don't really know.
It just in general, having watched everything go down, and it's almost as if it's gone to her head in a really bad way, and you can't really trust the person as well that she's been with now. Because she technically was able to get rid of her older sister out of their family before her mom passed away. Now it's just this girl and her father. It's just very weird.
And I'm worried they're trying to get rid of you by a guardianship or mental institution.
No, that was the whole part of it. That was part of my, because of the gun, I did spend the 3 days in there.
Well, I think that they would have tried that if they were successful in browbeating her into going with Raymond's lawyer.
Right.
They don't know me that well anymore. My dad passed, so I'm not afraid of much anymore, and I don't let anybody browbeat me anymore. I hope at 54 years old, with my dad having passed, I am not the same person I was living under my dad's thumb anymore. I'm not afraid of anything anymore.
Yeah. But you said your mom has expressed things about not trusting Joanne now?
Yes.
Okay. And you think, well, I mean, look, you could talk to her about revoking her power of attorney. She could do it. As far as I know, it's just a general, you know, power of attorney. It's not a durable power of attorney. And she doesn't know, Elliot, when the power of attorney was signed. She's just estimating that it probably happened not long after Walt passed away.
Well, none of us have seen it, so.
No, anyway, it sounds like, Patricia, that you're worried about your mom. Like, do you have, I mean, can you see her and talk to her and everything?
Oh, mom's around me all the time because I'm staying in her house. And I think she's worried that, what if it won't be held up, and if I do go do this, it won't be held up in a court of law because she already has the Alzheimer's dementia diagnosis, and my sister would fight it. And of course, it would all come back to me that I did this. I did all that.
So with the things I sent you the form,
okay.
What the practice tip shows, and you can Google it yourself, you know, how to revoke a power of attorney in Florida, and it's a thing, you know. She, and here's the interesting thing. John Raymond himself just said today, your mother's not under a guardianship, okay? They're like back, and they don't know which way to go on that one. But what it says is only what you do, you don't actually need two witnesses. It needs to be notarized.
Right.
It needs to state who she's revoking it for. Okay, and that kind of thing, and I'm going to share the form with you in a little bit. But the practice tip says, while the two witnesses are not required to revoke a power of attorney, they are recommended in case it is ever challenged in court. So you just make sure you have two witnesses that are like, you know, as neutral as possible. You know what I mean?
It sounds like she's taking primary care of her mother right now. And should be the one with her mother's best interest. She's living with her and taking care of her. So where is the sister?
I am, but my sister still is not afraid to say she is primary caregiver. See, my mom's here. She's in the room with me.
Aww.
Well, hi, Patricia. We're very sorry.
Hi. You know, listen, I'm not nearly as bad as they all want to say I am, okay? I really am not. I have a little bit of memory loss, but not a lot, okay?
Patricia, you sound fantastic to me. And I told your daughter that my mother had a stroke just over 2 years ago, and she gets upset because from my family, it's more just concern, so they ask a lot of questions, and she gets upset because there's too many questions. But
yeah.
you sound fantastic. In New York, the basic elements of competency are, do you know who you are? Do you know what your name is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know what day is today is?
Well, today would be, let me see, yesterday was Sunday. This has got to be Monday coming. Monday.
There you go. All right. And do you know where you are?
Yeah, I'm in Boca Raton here.
Okay, so those are the three basic elements of, you know, general competency. So anyway, go ahead. You keep talking. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to let you know. You
say nearly as out to lunch as some people might think I am. I'm really not.
Yeah.
But I don't go around talking. I'm not a talker. I just keep to myself. But I'm certainly not as far gone as my younger daughter seems to think I am. Because she had three different people, and I didn't really know why, but now I'm three different people kind of interview me, so to speak, here, back up in the villages. And now I'm wondering exactly what that was all about, because she was paying them. And I was talking to them, but I really and truly, because I don't see anything. With my own kids, I don't want to think that they're trying to pull something on me, so to speak.
Kevin, do you think they'll come on the Zoom hearing tomorrow?
I don't know.
Patricia and her mom.
I talked to the daughter about it, and Patricia, nice to meet you. My name is Kevin. You're speaking with Elliot Bernstein and his wife, Candace Bernstein.
Oh, okay.
And sure. We love you guys. We want no harm to your family. We've been trying to settle this thing with you for 10 years against all of these people. Your daughter's now involved with Alan Rose.
It actually just brings tears to my eyes to hear you on the phone. We've been so thankful for you and Walt and everything that, you know, you've worked with us. And we're up against such a, you know, since Elliot's parents passed, we're in probate for 12 years. It's terrible. It's just destroyed everything.
It's really the lawyers, Patricia. Some of the lawyers that have just jimmy-rigged this thing to create unnecessary fees. And I had a very strong concern. I actually, Candace was the one about just going back over a year ago that encouraged me to talk to Bill Stansbury again. And it sounds like you remember Bill. Bill, knew your husband.
Really nice guy. I knew him way back when Walt and I knew him well. And yep. Stansbury is very upright, very good guy.
And when we had conversations with him, you know, last year, because he actually did put a statement together, you know, from what he knew about the transaction and what Simon's intentions were and how it was supposed to work. Actually, one of the things that he makes a sworn statement of is the very first thing that Simon had instructed him to do, you know, when Simon passed away, was to pay Walt Somm. That was like the first thing he had to do. But all of that has been hidden. It's been hidden from the court. It's been hidden from the proceedings. But when I said to Bill last summer, I said, I actually was suggesting that the lawyers be obligated to go recommend to you get an independent counsel, because I said, I don't think Walt or his wife actually really knew what these lawyers were doing for the last 6 months to a year or whatever. Because I only came into this thing last year, but I've known Elliot and Candace for a long time. I knew there was talks about this in the past that they were going to do it, but I hadn't gotten involved in that particular case, just the other stuff. And I went back and I knew, I could see where Elliot and his wife were trying to settle with you guys for a long time.
12 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely, but what if it's done, it's like, it's crazy. It is.
It's been going on and on and on for a long, long time.
Well, and I've been offering, I just offered today to pay $187,000, which should cover all your costs, all your interest on $110,000. I'd even go to $225,000 if it makes you happy, because I don't want to hurt you guys. But that's real fair and a great number, but Joanna's trying to reject it to get $400,000. And if she does that, I have to take her to court and I have to file criminal complaints against her. I got all kinds of issues. I don't want to bring your family into that nightmare.
No, I hear. I don't know what she's doing. She hasn't told me any of that. I have no clue.
The way I'm trying to structure things, or help them structure things, Patricia, is that the lion's share of the money actually goes to you and your family and not the lawyers, because it's Sweet Apple. This Sweet Apple guy did. Have you dealt with him a lot?
Walt did. My husband did with him years ago.
Okay.
But my husband's been gone now for over 2 years, so it seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
He did some business, I guess, with Sweet Apple. Because that name rings a bell from way back.
Okay, listen for a sec, Kevin. I'd like to have them talk to Inger tomorrow morning, if possible. Can you guys take a call with my attorney at, say, 8:30 a.m.?
That's fine.
Okay, good. We'll get all of you guys, Kevin and Inger and everybody on the phone.
But is Patricia technically, is she technically represented by counsel in some way? Isn't she?
Which one of the swarbles?
The mom.
The mom is... I don't have a lawyer. No, I didn't think I ever needed one.
Because it's my sister who's done all the talking, and the only lawyer I have is the one who still needs to get me out of the criminal part of everything.
Yeah.
But that's completely separate from all of you, et cetera.
Well, Patricia, do you know that Sweet Apple's acting as your lawyer?
Whose lawyer? My daughter or me?
No, senior.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
No?
No, till just now.
Joanna and you. Yeah.
Well, I never knew.
Do you know John Raymond is representing you?
I've heard his name.
Family trust lawyer.
Do you know that you were supposed to be the personal representative of your husband's estate when he died?
No, I really didn't know that.
Well, that's in the will, and you would have had to waive that for Joanna to have been... the PR.
I see. I need the will. You know, Walt was very close-mouthed, and he didn't really talk to me a lot about things like this. He talked to lawyers, but he never talked a whole lot about all these things to me.
Not me.
Or Patty, for that matter. And I don't even think Joanna a whole lot. He was close-mouthed. He didn't do a lot of that.
And nobody's been keeping you posted on what's going on? Patricia, you never signed a waiver that you were incompetent or...
No, I sure didn't.
Okay, and my lawyer would like to call you guys at 10 a.m.
That's fine, and I am not incompetent. They can come right over to this house and see how incompetent I am. I'll tell them.
After talking to you for 5 minutes here, if you could talk like this, you're totally competent.
It's not only that. I mean, I'm physically, it's not just mental. I'm physically in much better shape than most people my age.
I would say it's age-related things, but I've seen that with a lot of them. It's not like she needs to be in a memory care facility.
Everybody gets old.
No, and you know what? And you have a daughter who is there and loves you, and that's all that matters, you know?
She's a really good person. And I resent having anything by my family or anyone else saying that I'm a little dizzy or a little incompetent.
Your other daughter went to a federal court and said you were deemed incapacitated.
Yeah. Your daughter.
Joanna went into a federal court, said she represents your interests. And you were mentally incompetent.
Right. We were like, can we just talk to Pat? Can we talk to her? Oh, no, you can't talk. You have to go through me. You have to do this.
Oh, that's really, really bad.
Last summer, Patricia, when I was helping Elliot formulate some settlement stuff, I actually drafted something for Sweet Apple that was going to require Sweet Apple to make sure you got to talk to a different lawyer than Sweet Apple, because I was certain that some of the things they were doing, you and Walt would never have done. Because everything Bill Stansbury said, and everything actually the Burns, Elliot and Candace have ever said, was they loved you guys because you helped. They were friends with their father and mother, and then they helped you. You helped them.
And Walt always helped us to the day he died.
Yeah, and we were raising kids here,
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Patricia Senior.
Yes.
Is it Pat or Patty? How do you guys talk to each other?
All right, I'm calling it Senior and Junior.
No, there's something cuter than that.
Do you recall signing a affidavit for a summary judgment?
I don't recall that. No, when did that happen?
That was December 2021.
I do not remember that.
Kevin, send her a copy and see if she'll verify that signature, because that could blow everything wide open.
I could look at it and tell.
Can you send it to her now, Kevin?
Well, I don't have it right in front of me. It's going to take a minute, but...
Okay, look it up.
Yeah, they had to. To me, it looked like if you did sign it, they kind of didn't really walk you through everything it said because it has you. What's that?
I would say I'm positive. She just kind of probably told my mom in a roundabout sort of way, "This is what this is. Can you go ahead and sign it?" And mom would have.
Yeah. Well, it's actually got a statement in there in December of 2021 that talks about your husband as if he's still alive.
He was then. He was alive in December.
No, he wasn't.
No, he passed in January of 2021.
January, yes. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So the following, you know, the following December, not the December before that.
That's
right. Correct. So,
the way that
John Raymond set up this whole estate thing was totally wrong. There's so many problems in it. You know, your daughter absolutely was supposed to get official documents, which she never got. And and you have to wonder why. And it looks like to me that they're trying to hide where some of the money goes.
That could be.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, I just don't know. I don't like to think that people that I've known for, including my own blood, would ever do something underhanded. I just, you know, it's beyond my comprehension.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard to say because with your daughter Joanna, you know, it's very possible that you know these lawyers are very sharp, and they can be conniving in a very, very sharp way, and you don't know it. So it's possible that on certain things that they just presented it in a way that she didn't realize the importance of it. So I don't want to overboard on your daughter at this point until we know the answers to those questions.
Yeah,
but there's also certain things where it's like, well, wait a minute, you know, Joanna should have known what was up here. So that's why it gets a little confusing, you know?
Well, and Joanna could have walked off with all the money from the foreclosure without putting it in the estate and giving Patricia and Patricia their shares.
Absolutely. That's
more than likely, she'll just keep saying the same thing that, you know, was drilled into our heads by our dad. Is anything that happens is supposed to go straight back into the family trust, but who knows?
Right.
Well, she didn't put that in the proceedings, so right. She was excluding you guys and somehow going to collect this in dead Walter's name a year after he's dead and keep it hidden from the estate where you and your mom would have got a piece. I don't want to believe that. I don't want any of this to keep going on. I just want your whole family, all three of you, to get out of any legal troubles. And I'm filing criminal complaints with federal and state authorities.
My goodness, I had no idea. I really, really... it's very hard for me to believe that Joanna was doing something that underhanded.
Well, and the
partner is a little scary.
She's been most of what Elliot is referring to is the lawyers.
You don't know Joanna and you don't know the partner she's with, but
they've been together 15 years.
Yeah, and I don't trust the partner, this girl, at all. I hate to say that, but
well, and she could be trying to get the money away from your family to her and Joanna. Yeah.
Sure.
And putting pressure on Joanna saying, "Oh, don't worry, they're gonna get, you know, blah, and we'll get all the money. And your sister and mom will never know this even happened."
Yeah, I wouldn't put that past the partner that my daughter's with.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So they don't talk to you at all about, you know, what the settlements are going to be or that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay.
Which is very disappointing to me, frankly, because I didn't know all this was going on in the background.
Yep.
Oh, and you never had a guardianship hearing where they tried to put you in a guardianship, correct?
they've kind of tried to do this three different times, actually. Once back in when we were still in the villages. And then a time, some little old man, I don't even remember where he was from, and he was talking to me. And then finally down here, in this house where I am now, a lady came in, and the only thing I remember really is she gave me a mathematical, of course math was not my big subject, but she gave me a mathematical thing here, and we're sitting at the dining room table, and I'm looking at this thing, and you know, I thought, what is going on here? I mean, I'm not that far gone that I don't, you know, think something is really being done to make me look like a dummy.
No. Right. There you go.
No, well, yeah, and they haven't told you all the times we've been trying to settle with you either.
And another question is, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when you talk to our attorney, Inger and Kevin, can you also have Patricia Jr.'s attorney on the line?
I don't know how to get him. See, he's the criminal lawyer, and a lot of times he's in court in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, shoot him a text if you can. Ask him if he can be on a conference with our attorney, your mom, you, and Kevin.
So, Patricia, the mom there, I understood what you were just saying perfectly. And so to clarify it, though, so you've had somebody approach you with the house, but you never got taken into a court where they tried to, you know, put a guardian on you in a court.
No, not in a court.
She was from a home health agency because mom did fall when she first got in here. And to come in, and she wanted to assess mom, even though Joanna had already gotten paperwork from up in the Villages. But mom said, I don't need a nurse. And they had to come in to do that anyway to see if we needed to start up our long-term care insurance, which didn't happen because mom didn't want them. So nobody's been here since November.
No, I don't need anybody yet. Yet. A big yet. No, I'm in very good shape mentally and physically. I'm just not, just cloudy or anything like that. But I did, you know, get through college and a few other things. And I worked here at Spanish River High School as a teacher for quite a few years, things like that. So I'm not an imbecile.
Hey, let me ask both of you guys, did you get from John the settlement offer we offered you today?
No. Sure, she was never going to be told, and I didn't know anything about it until Kevin told me after the fact, and then that fell apart. So it wasn't until Kevin called today that I knew what was going on.
Well, I think John's kind of acting as if he's talking to the parties here.
Yeah.
He's definitely, he isn't, and I know my sister hasn't told my mom anything.
No, I think Joanna keeps a lot from me, which is very sad because I sure didn't know all this was going to be, you know, happening. I really, really didn't.
We need to cancel your power of attorney immediately so that you can represent yourself here.
Well, how do I cancel something like that when I don't even know how she got that in the first place?
Oh, wow. You don't know she got it in the first place? That's interesting.
Well, didn't she have to sign a power of attorney?
Give it to her.
I don't think she even realizes what my sister did.
If she did all that, it was...
Well, nobody's ever seen it. We don't have a copy.
Elliot, please let her talk.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, I, to my knowledge, okay, and I think I'm still halfway normal, nothing like that was ever...
If it happened right after my dad passed, my mom was so grief-stricken, she was just going with the program, and if my sister put something in front of her, of course she signed it. There were so many things, so many, you know, there's a ton of paperwork. And of course, I was up in North Carolina, so, I didn't even sign it. Normally, all I signed crummy papers once a year for the financial planner guy, and that's it.
Oh, all you have to do is sign a revocation with witnesses.
Right, I was just telling them that. I got on the form.
And by the way, can you ask your daughter, Senior, if she'll provide you a copy of any power of attorney?
Well, that would be a good idea, too, although she'll probably say, what are you talking about? You know,
Elliot, personally, if she's going to do it, you don't even need to get a copy of it. The way that form is, you can just revoke any power that Joanne has.
Oh, so Kevin, why don't you fill it out and send it over to them? They'll have their lawyer review it.
I can get you that on the drive, Patricia.
Okay.
That would be directly to me.
And also, we'd like you to talk to your Joanna, if any of you can, to settle for the $200,000 we're offering tomorrow, and I'll pay this off, and your whole family will be out of this nightmare.
Elliot, personally, I think that will just blow up. But what I think could be more advantageous is if both Patricias are willing to speak up and say, you know, they want to get this resolved. That's going to mean something, right? And if they want to get it resolved for a different amount or whatever it is, that's going to mean something. You know, I think if they try to talk to the other one, I think she's going to explode.
Yeah, I do too. If I show up or try to present the basically canceled out power of attorney, that will probably put them over the edge. They'll either tear it up. And right now, I don't need anybody being vindictive and trying to, really felony on me when I've never been in trouble more than 2 spitting tickets in my life. That's what I'm up against right now.
Right. You're being extorted. That's crazy.
Yep, that's totally true. Yeah.
I mean, and Patricia, the mom, I forget if you go by Patty or Patricia.
I'm Patty. She's Patty.
Okay. I heard something about that in the beginning, but I didn't quite catch it. Okay,
and
Patty.
Kevin, we should try to have the revocation done by before the hearing tomorrow so we can say it was revoked.
She's got to, make those decisions on her own, but, you know.
Try to get it to her tonight.
Right. But Pat, as far as the thing in the garage, I mean, did you feel in danger? I mean, how was anybody really in danger? Or what was kind of happening, on that whole crazy thing?
Did you feel in danger when I pulled the gun?
No, not at all. She was angry at her sister. And of course, stuff wasn't loaded, but it looks good.
Said, if I had a gun for my brother, I'd sometimes pull it. And I'm not sure it wouldn't be loaded.
It happens with siblings and this, that, and the other. It just does. Seven siblings, and I know exactly what's, happening after going through that, being the last of seven, so... I've been there and watched it.
I'm living it too.
It's not easy. It really isn't easy. Because it's siblings and this and that and the other,
Don't say anymore.
I appreciate all of you trying to help us. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I don't want to wear you guys out. It's 10:12. I know, Pat, it's probably a little past your bedtime, senior.
The daughter goes to bed and I stay up and watch TV. But hopefully this will all get settled.
And Patricia Senior, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You may be the sole owner of the note. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. And, I'm not even sure about the note.
And Sweet Apple and John haven't talked to you about that, John Raymond?
No, I've never been told anything about that. And the thing that's kind of annoying to me is that now it's all adding up because I did have a couple different people more or less interviewing me is all I can come up with to, and I think that Joanna had it's very, very sad to me that my daughter would do this, but had an ulterior motive to try to make me look like I'm goofy.
Yeah, they were trying to get you committed to a guardianship where she basically made all your decisions.
She's trying to do it anyway,
but I'm not anywhere that far.
That's why it's critical in the morning to sign, if you believe in it, to revoke that power of attorney immediately from her.
If Kevin can send it over to my laptop, I will try to get out as early as possible and do that.
Kevin?
Yeah, hold on. I can. I think I can share it in the drive link right now. I had to wait a little bit. Hold on.
Wow. I thought my life couldn't get crazier.
I know, we're like standing in their kitchen right now.
All right, so Patty, it should be coming over to your drive in a second.
There it is. I see it.
Yeah. And, you know, you can see it's,
That woman raised her two kids in this house. That woman, Pat, raised
I would actually check all of the top three. And actually, under other, I would also put general power of attorney. Actually, I would put, yeah, general power of attorney there, too. And then, now the only part here is she doesn't know what dates, so you might have to put unknown.
Right.
You could put Joanna, you know, as the agent. I don't know who, you know, and actually for alternate, we put unknown. See, that's a strange thing, Pat. This, myself, personally, I believe that this guy, Alan Rose, working for Elliot's brother, Ted, and got together with Sweet Apple, and I think they probably dangled dirty carrots in front of Joanne and kind of used her to use you guys. I don't think Joanne, you know, probably initiated any of this stuff, although she probably wants money, but we all do. I really think the lawyer, it's really the lawyers. And what I've actually been saying for over a year is that the lawyers need to step into their own pockets, even if they have to go to their own malpractice policies, and they should really be adding the extra money to you and your family, you know, to cover all this wrongdoing for the last couple of years, because they're truly the ones that have prevented this thing from getting paid off years ago.
I did not have any idea of this.
And actually, you know, so Patty, back to you, as far as like your rights in that, in the estate as PR, I actually was, you know, at a time that is right for you.
This
right,
is a piece of art, musical.
About trying to, you know, careen you on the criminal
somehow
side.
Related
I think you
to
your defense attorney, you'll get that straightened out quickly.
What's this piece of art about?
But where you could actually suggest, music, as a PR, that you actually want the state, if necessary, right, to investigate and pay to investigate what Sweet Apple and them did. Because they're the ones that are actually exposing the estate to claims that the Bernsteins could make against you. That's not where they wanted to go. Ever since I talked to Elliot and Candace on this, they wanted it done. They wanted it over with. They wanted to pay the right amount. You know, there was things, negotiations that were going on. And I think it's the lawyers that killed it each way and, you know, are just trying to squeeze every ounce of lemon juice out of this one that they can.
Yeah, most likely, because it's been going on for a long, long time. That brother. See, if my husband were still alive, none of this would be going on. You'd have it all covered. That's the sad part.
So Patty, in that document where it talks about, you know, decisions of the document titled, and there's a blank space there.
Where it says other?
No, come down a little bit to the second. It's really I, and then it goes into the next line where it says,
hereby immediately revoked those portions.
Yep. So in that blank after titled,
yes,
what I would put there is any and all powers of attorney documents that name Joanna Somm as agent.
Okay.
Joanna Somm Senior.
You know? And then Pat, you can just start fresh. You know what I mean?
What?
You can start fresh with everything and figure out, you know, what's the best for you, you know? What about, Pat, what about John Capeller? Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yes.
Do you think he could be helpful?
I think he's a straight arrow. At least I knew him as a straight arrow years ago.
That's one of the first things that Elliot and I talked about when I was getting into the background last year is I was looking at the letters that, you know, you and your husband had written to Ted Bernstein. This goes back to 2013 when you should have been paid off. And John Capeller was still the lawyer at that time, and he's the one who was part of the original sale transaction. And I was saying to Elliot, I'm like, well, what happened to Capeller and blah, blah, blah. And that's how we couldn't figure out, you know, all this stuff that Sweet Apple was doing, because it just, Sweet Apple was putting things in the papers that we know, at least they know, because they, Elliot's actually spoken to your husband. I never did, but I've heard great things about him from Bill Stansberry. That Walt never would have said these things. No, you and Walt would have. They actually called Elliot and his wife. What do they call you? Not vagabonds, but squatters. They called them squatters, and said they didn't even know the names of their kids, or didn't even know their names. You know what I mean? It was just crazy stuff. And
they said that the money that was taken from my kids' trust to pay you guys was money my dad paid, which they have no receipts of, and I have receipts that the money came out of my kids' trust. So by this second mortgage that Alan Rose has and my brother, they're trying to steal the money if there's a sale from excess funds going to my kids who put up the money to my dad, where my brother will steal it from the estate as he's been stealing everything for years.
Oh, my goodness.
It's mind-blowing.
Gee. I'm sorry about that, too.
Well, we're going to get to the end of this. It's all good. I mean, even with the police reports I filed thus far, I've suggested that you guys are being played by attorneys, that you would never do this. I know your family now. For years, you've protected us in the face of this when you should have been paid the day my dad died, as was agreed to. And so, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this and I think get to a fair settlement. And I hope we can keep Joanne out of trouble, but it looks like she wants trouble.
Well, in all fairness, she's her dad's clone in female form. Walt was tough. You know, if you always knew Walt, he was tough.
Now, Walt just told you straight how it was.
Yeah, I have all his messages. Walt was straight as an arrow, and he was honest, and he knew what was right and wrong.
He
knew my brother was a bad guy and scary,
and he loved our kids and loved the fact that, you know, we raised our kids, and I'm in the same kitchen you raised your kids in, and this house means like everything to us, you know.
Yeah.
Just because our parents died, that's like all we ever did. Like, our parents died, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Seriously, yes.
All right, guys. Yeah. So, Kevin, you want to button it up for tonight?
Yeah.
We're going to pick up at 10 a.m.
Patty, if I can call you back really quick in about, like, maybe 15 minutes, we'll go over, just make sure if you have any other questions on that form. But, Pat, it was a total pleasure to speak to you. By the way, I am an absolutely huge basketball fan. When Bill Stansberry told me about your husband, I actually had to look it up. I was a huge Notre Dame fan.
Oh,
I actually, yeah. And when I started looking that up, I was like, oh my gosh. And I just, you know, some people think you're weird when you get premonitions or whatever. But as I was going through, you know, the different articles about, you know, your husband and the basketball and stuff, and I was just like, there's no way. I just had this inner feeling that I was like, there was no way that Walt, or you, I thought, you know, could be doing what was happening and knowing that it was going on in the way that it was. It just couldn't happen, you know? So
I met Walt through basketball. I was playing it and he was playing. We just happened to meet that way.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah. Early January, we were married that August.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, I don't know if you know, he was about 8 feet tall, but if you ever took a shower in my bathroom, I have to jump up on a stool to get to the shower head.
We love our sunken tile shower. And then, and Pat, by the way, I still every now and then get like Princess Cruise Line mail to you. So I didn't know where to forward it, but you're ready for a cruise. Trust me, they're ready for you because they still mail you here to this address.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry that bothers you. I didn't even know that.
No, it's a sign. You're meant to go on a cruise.
Well, we love you guys and thank you so much. We really love you for this conversation. Because we're in such distress. I'm supposed to be in a bypass 1 year ago, and I've been holding it off at being screamed at by my wife, friends, everybody, because I need quadruple bypass a year ago.
But he said, I'm not going to go into surgery without knowing
and
that.
And leave everybody like this in the family.
My wife and my kids and our home isn't protected, so I'm going to put the bypass off. And it's... And his family's coming at him. It's terrible. It's all. We just want everybody to, you know.
So love until tomorrow.
Yeah, and let's go on a cruise.
And we'll all go on a cruise together after this.
There you go. You all take care. Thank you very much.
We'll talk tomorrow at 10. Okay, yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. That was, like, so traumatic.